Welcome to the Simplicity of Wellness podcast. I'm your host, board-certified holistic nutritionist and professional life coach, Amy White. The purpose of this podcast is to share information that you can use to become leaner, stronger, and healthier by losing weight, shedding inches, maintaining muscle, and managing your mind, all while living your normal, busy life in this modern, sugar-filled world. Hello, Simplifiers. Today, I want to talk about snacks, or rather, snacksidents. So a snacksident is when you eat something or snack on something that you weren't planning on eating or snacking on, something that's not fitting in to the nutritional profile or parameters that you have set for yourself. Let's say if you are trying to lose weight or get healthier, whatever it is, you have a plan, you're trying to follow it, and these would be snacks that just do not fit. They basically throw you off plan. That would be a snacksident. This is a moment when you feel badly. You didn't want to eat the thing, but you ate the thing, and now you're starting to believe that you have no self-control, and you don't have any willpower, and you're starting to berate yourself and feel upset. That's what you don't want to happen. Believe it or not, the mental spinning from the snacksident is way worse than the actual snack that you had. Today on the podcast, what I want to talk about is how you can manage your snacks so you don't have snacksidents. An unfixed habit requires more energy. You have to make decisions and you have to make adjustments. It's not something that happens automatically when you're trying to set a new habit. As you're working toward your healthy new plan and making changes in the things that you're eating, you need to give yourself a break and you need to help yourself out. What I'm going to suggest is transition foods. I always do this with my clients. I love transition foods. I'm way more interested in helping people transition into their healthy habits than try to go cold turkey. Cold turkey tends to be one of those things that works and then it doesn't, and then you're starting over. So I'd much rather a transition into those healthy habits so they feel easier and you stick with it and then the habit takes hold. So today what I want to talk about is this idea of a value match snack. Value matched foods. So these are going to be foods that, again, fit into your nutritional parameters, whatever those are, whatever you have set, whatever your plan is. These foods are going to fit those parameters. Now, they may not be the best choice, right? There's a hierarchy of choices in everything. So they may not be at the top of the hierarchy of your best choices as you're moving into these healthy habits. However, they still work. These would be those transition foods. So I have a story that I want to tell you that illustrates this a little bit, this idea of a value match snack. And then I'm going to give you some examples of value match snacks or foods that I tend to use in certain situations. The biggest point I'm going to make at the end of this is that I am not in any way suggesting that you try to healthify bad habits and that you basically try to live the way you're currently living, but just trying to hack your food habits and make them healthier. That is not what we're doing here. Very different. These are transition foods. These are foods you'll move away from as your body comes into balance. Okay, so my story is, I was on the phone on a coaching call recently and somebody mentioned that they were in a meeting. They had a meeting. They knew there was probably going to be food at the meeting, so they came prepared. They brought an apple and a protein shake. They were ready. Now, as the meeting starts, a big plate of brownies come into the meeting and land on the table right in front of this person. She sat there the entire meeting staring at those brownies, thinking about those brownies, watching everybody eating the brownies, and basically debating with herself, should I eat the brownie? Should I not eat the brownie? Maybe I should. Maybe I'll just have one brownie. I don't need to have two brownies. Basically, this inner dialogue in her brain negotiating about whether or not she should have the brownie. The apple and the protein shake were completely forgotten. They didn't even rate compared to the brownie, right? They were not a value match for the brownie, so they weren't an option in her brain. They just completely disappeared. In this particular case, I don't believe that she ended up eating the brownie, But she missed the entire meeting. She was so focused on the brownies and thinking about the brownies that she didn't hear a word of what was happening in the meeting. Had she had a value match snack, then she probably could have enjoyed her snack while participating in the meeting. The brownies wouldn't have been such a focal point for her because she had something else that she was eating that she was enjoying and she was looking forward to. That brings me to this idea of the value match snack and this idea of something that fits into your nutritional profile. I'm going to just use myself as an example. I tend to eat very high protein with moderate energy, meaning I'm very interested in the protein quantity of my food, and then I do look at carbs and fats to evaluate what I think would be a good choice for me. So that's my nutritional profile. That's what I do with my clients. I teach them how to eat in a way, how to use food to support how they feel. So they aren't feeling hungry, they're not feeling deprived, they're feeling full and satisfied. When it comes to these value snacks. So for me, for example, if I knew I was going to be in a meeting or some place that might have cookies or might have brownies, I would make sure that I have a Quest peanut butter cookie. This is going to be a high protein, medium energy. So it's actually not high protein, low carb or whatever. It's a very one-to-one cookie. It's a very balanced protein to energy cookie, which is great, perfectly fine. But compared to the brownies or traditional cookies that I would find in a meeting, it's a way better choice because it's not going to spike my blood sugar. It's actually going to be very satisfying. It's going to fill me up more than those brownies or those cookies would, which are very high energy. They're just full of sugar and flour. At least the Quest protein cookie has some added protein. That's something that for me would help when it came to cookies or brownies. I would be just as happy to go into my bag and pull out my Quest cookie. They're a good size and nibble on that during the meeting. Often I'll have clients who talk about, you know, being in the office and there's all these candy bowls, or especially during the holidays, Halloween time, and they just struggle because there's all this candy. Historically, they've eaten the candy. So one of the things that we talk about is Lily's sugar-free chocolate. You can find it at any grocery store now. It used to be that you couldn't, it was hard to find, but it's everywhere. Lily's chocolate chips, another great thing to have in your pantry at home. The thing about the Lily's chocolate, at least that I find, is that it's good. It hits the spot, but it's not that good. Like it doesn't cause you to want to keep eating more and more of it. Whereas if you're having a regular chocolate bar or candy, you almost feel like you just start eating and not even realizing you're continuing to eat it. You just want more. I find the Lily's works great because, like I said, it's good, but it's not that good. You get that satisfaction from it, but it doesn't make you want to eat just tons of it. I always recommend during holiday time or when candy is very available in the office that my clients make sure they have some Lily's, either chocolate bars or the bag of chocolate chips or whatever it is, in their desk. And if they really want to have some chocolate, go ahead and eat it. But eat the Lily's. It's going to be low sugar. It's not going to spike your blood sugar. It's not going to cause more cravings. So these transition foods that I talk about are actually foods that help you calm sugar cravings, not just in the moment, but for good. You actually stop craving sugar. These things help you stop craving sugar. Generally, when my clients use Lily's chocolate chips at home as a little go-to, I need a little something after dinner, I'm going to have a handful of chocolate chips. Within a week, I'll ask them, well, what do you think of the chocolate chips? How's that going? It's usually a week to 2 weeks. They'll say, oh my gosh, I totally forgot I even had those in my pantry. Their sugar cravings go away to the point they don't even think about going in to get the chocolate chips. That's what transition foods do. A couple of examples. When I fly, it's boring. You know, I try to stay busy, but depending on the length of the flight, I can get bored. And when I get bored, I'm very interested in what snacks they're bringing around on the airplane. Even though I know these snacks will always make me feel terrible. I always feel terrible after I eat them. They're not stuff that I typically have in my diet. And my gut is just like, this, why did you eat that? It always feels terrible. But if I'm bored and it's been long enough, I'm just like, yeah, give me the snacks. I know that I need to be prepared on that flight with value match snacks. So things that I don't normally eat, but will be fun and interesting on the plane, because clearly I'm not eating for fuel. I am just eating for fun. The things that I tend to take on an airplane are going to be Chomps beef sticks. So those are those grass-fed beef sticks. If you have a Costco, they have them at Costco. I take them with me everywhere. I took a giant Costco pack of Chomps beef sticks with me when we went to Nepal to climb to Mount Everest. I literally ate them every day. I love to have Quest cookies, like that peanut butter cookie I was talking about. I love to have one of those in my bag. Again, it's a treat. When I'm on an airplane, I am eating for fun. Let's face it, sometimes we eat for fun because we're bored, and on an airplane, I will do that. The other thing I love to have on the airplane, because they usually give you crunchy, salty snacks, I love Quest chips. They're like Doritos. They come in a whole bunch of different flavors. These are actually high protein, low carb chips. I love having those. That's always so fun. And then in a pinch, if I really think I'm going to want something sweet, sometimes at the airport, I can find Quest peanut butter cups. This sounds like a Quest ad. I am not affiliated with them at all. I do find that their products fit when I'm looking for those on-the-go goodies. I much prefer to make my own goodies, but, you know, sometimes we're running around and we just need something. And those Quest products do help. I can't eat a lot of them, and I can't eat them all the time. They do eventually start to bother my guts. There's a lot of weird ingredients in there, lots of fiber. In small doses, when I have that need, they're great, but not an all-the-time kind of thing. A lot of other companies make peanut butter cups. Lily's also make some peanut butter cups. I don't know. I think the Quest ones taste better. I like those. Next, parties. When you're going to parties, you don't want to show up at the party and just say, oh, I'm going to be good. I'm not going to eat anything. You want to show up prepared. You want to make sure you have that value match food that you're going to be excited about eating, that you're excited about bringing. So when you get there, you can look at this dessert spread or whatever they have and know, oh my gosh, I brought my favorite blah, blah, blah. I can't wait to eat it. So in my case, I make an amazing cheesecake. And yeah, it's sugar-free. That's the only difference. Everything else about that cheesecake is normal. It uses all the cheese, all the stuff, but it's sugar-free. I think it's monk fruit that I use in my cheesecake. Maybe a little stevia too. It is so good. My cheesecake goes. When there is a dessert spread, everybody eats my cheesecake. Nobody knows that it's, you know, sugar-free. The other one that I'll bring is my chocolate walnut torte, which I talk about all the time. Again, it's a huge hit. That one is sugar-free, grain-free, and I use Lily's chocolate as the coating on top of that. People love it. Nobody realizes it's sugar-free. At home, I probably have talked about this. Maybe I haven't on the podcast. I make high-protein, low-sugar ice cream. My husband gifted me with a Ninja Creami for my birthday. I have been making this amazing high-protein, low-sugar ice cream. The vanilla ice cream that I make is 277 calories in a pint. It's 50 grams of protein. It's 5 grams of fat total in the entire pint. Completely fits in my nutrition parameters. That one is actually one that I could eat as a meal. It fits that well. As you're transitioning to new healthy habits, having these kinds of transition foods help because they do keep your blood sugar balanced. They don't cause cravings to chase you for days. They actually calm your cravings. They make your sugar cravings go away. It's not like you're just settling a sugar craving in the moment. It's that you're actually helping your body to release you entirely. Everyone's value match is going to be different. For you, maybe an apple is that thing. Maybe you would prefer to have an apple over a brownie, and in that case, fantastic. But if you know you see something gooey and you're going to want something gooey or chewy, try to figure out, okay, what are my choices? So this is something that we do in the Hangry to Healthy program. This is what I do with clients. I'm like, let's figure this out. I want you to tell me what is feeling difficult for you, and let's figure out how we can make it feel easy. We troubleshoot. It's very empowering. You get to stay consistent, you see progress, and you feel really confident about food choices, about being able to manage your food. You feel in control with food. And the more your cravings disappear, the more in control you feel. The one thing that I do want to end on is, as I mentioned, I'm not suggesting that you hack a bad diet, that you try to take all bad habits and change them and healthify them so that you can continue to eat pancakes, muffins, candy, all the things that aren't actually helping you get healthy. Yes, let's figure out how to use those things as you're transitioning away from those things so that you actually start wanting different things. Because trust me, as you get healthier, as you feel better, as you start seeing progress in the mirror, you're going to want to do the things that work for your body. You really will. I always tell everybody, listen, by the time you're done, by the time you've really brought your body into balance and you understand how to work with your body, you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want. What you want to eat will have changed. Most of the time, what you want to eat is going to be better food. It's going to be the food that makes you feel good. Yes, some of the time you're going to eat food that, you know, doesn't actually work great for your body, doesn't actually make you feel good. And that is okay because you'll understand how to maintain balance. My Hangry Healthy program is open for enrollment. We close enrollment on April 17th. If you are interested in joining us in the group this April, right now, go over to the Hangry to Healthy page. There's a link below the podcast and sign up. If you have questions and you want to talk before signing up, there's a button. You can schedule a free consult call. Do that. Enrollment closes on the 17th. I look forward to seeing you in the group. Have you ever said to yourself, I wish someone would just tell me what to eat? If so, today is your day. Go to the show notes and click the link, Your Healthy Kitchen, What to Eat, to download the starter food list that I share with all of my Hangry to Healthy weight loss clients. These are the foods that will calm your gut, eliminate the bloat, boost your energy, and shift you into a fat burner. This list is your first step toward body balance and weight loss for the last time.